Hello friends, in chapter 12 we are going to talk about private labels. Let us look at the learning objectives of this chapter. To know the concept of a private label and that of a national brand. Advantages of private labels vis-a-vis advantages of national brands. Overview of the private labels being used in India. So basically we'll understand the retail scape of private labels and finally how to create a private label successfully. First, let us understand what is a private label. A private label consists of products or a line of products or merchandise which is owned, controlled and sold by a specified retailer in his store or his chain of stores. This means that it is a product or a line of products which are owned, controlled and sold by a retailer in his own store. This means the private label is being produced by the retailer. Private label brands are also referred to as own brands or store brands for primarily this reason. Private labels today are widely used in all product categories, whether it is apparel, food and health, beauty or cosmetics. Let us look at some of the characteristics of private labels. Production quantity for private labels is usually small. Why? Because it will be sold only by that retailer. It cannot be sold by any other retailer. The private labels are marketed by the retailer and sold only in their stores. Now let us understand some different types of brands so that we can understand the concept of private labels better. Store brands, they carry the retailer's name itself. Thus, the consumer's perception of the store brand is dependent on their perception of the store itself. Then we have an umbrella brand, which is also referred to as a family brand. It is used for multiple product categories. An umbrella or a family brand is associated with a company and may have a sub-brand. For example, Colgate Total Toothpaste. Here, Colgate is the name of the company, while Total is the sub-brand. So Colgate is the brand of the company and Total is the sub-brand. Therefore, it is an example of a family or an umbrella brand. You could have individual brands. These are specific brand names created for a specific market segment. Individual brands are used for different products without associating them with any company. For example, Lux, Hamam, Surf, Lakme, these are all products which are also individual brands, but they are all products of the company Hindustan Unilever. So instead of using the name of the company which we saw in the previous slide where Colgate, the name of the company was being used as the brand name, here the name of the company is not featuring in the brand name, but each brand, each individual product is an individual brand name by itself. Last is the national brand, also referred to as manufacturer's brands. These are designed, produced and marketed by a manufacturer and then sold to different retailers. So if we see the difference between private labels and national brands, private labels are sold by retailers who are also making them, while national brands are sold by retailers but they are being produced by another set of manufacturers. So essentially private labels are owned by the retailers while national brands are owned by the manufacturers. These are mass produced and quantities are huge. The marketing is done by the manufacturer and not by the retailer. because the product is owned by the manufacturer. There is wide distribution of national brands in different retail formats, so you could get the same product in different stores for maybe a similar price, but the retail formats of all these stores could be different. You could have a separate store of, let's say, LG, selling only LG products. At the same time, they could be selling through a Croma or a Reliance Digital, which sells products of many different brands. Manufacturer is responsible for the product quality in case of national brands. Obviously so, because the national brand is produced by the manufacturer. Now let us understand the different types of private labels. The first is a premium private label, which is comparable to the manufacturer's brand quality, but it may be slightly lesser priced. Why lesser? Because the private label may not be well known. It may not be available in many stores, only one or two of the stores which are owned by the retailer. Therefore, it may be slightly lesser priced. A copycat brand, as the name suggests, imitates the manufacturer's brand in many ways, especially appearance and packaging. So, it will be a copycat brand if it looks similar to the national brand. These are perceived to be of lower quality than the national brand and are therefore priced slightly lower. The retailers modify any new national brand or their new product and make their copycat brand look similar to the national brand, and thereby they are able to sell this product. Another type of a private label is an exclusive brand, which is sold exclusively by the retailer, even though it may be designed and manufactured by a retail brand. It will have slightly different features and model numbers for the same product being sold in different retail stores. As a result, the consumer cannot make comparisons on the features and the product price. A very common example is Canon digital cameras, which are sold in a number of retail stores or different retail formats, but some special features or special models are manufactured for one particular retail outlet. A generic brand is one that is a simple, plain, no-frills product at a lower price for price-sensitive customers. Generic brands are perceived as low in quality and price. Therefore, they receive secondary shelf locations. They will never be put in the primary or most expensive or central shelves in a store. They have very little or no promotions and have very plain packaging. Generic brands are therefore usually used for basic or staple products like milk, grocery, and flour. To recap, the four types of private brands: an exclusive brand, a premium private label, a copycat brand, and a generic brand. Now let us understand what are the benefits of a private label. Firstly, the private label helps in filling a need gap. It enables the retailer to clearly see the gaps in the market and design products that fill that gap. Since the retailer is the one who is in contact with the customer on a daily basis, they are able to find out these gaps in the products that are being offered very easily, and therefore they can design a product to plug that gap. A private label can offer a unique product. When every store is selling the same national brands, there is no exclusivity. There is nothing different. Exclusivity decreases when stores sell national brands, which is very important in certain product categories, especially fashion products. Therefore, a retailer uses private labels because he can offer a unique and differentiated product by introducing a private label. It helps the retailer create a competitive advantage. Fast customization is a big benefit of private labels. The retailer can respond to changes in consumer tastes and preferences much faster than a national brand can. The customized products will help the retailer sell more because it has direct control over its marketing mix. So the retailer can be very fast in adapting to changes in the customer requirements, in their tastes, and change their own marketing mix very fast. Private labels offer more variety to the customer. They allow customer more choice to purchase the same product, similar products, or comparable products than a national brand can give. Better margins due to reduced costs and elimination of middlemen and freedom with pricing decisions. So, private labels are able to increase margins for the retailer. This is because the costs have reduced. Distribution costs have reduced vis-a-vis that of a national brand where distribution costs are high. Elimination of middlemen. Since distribution costs have reduced, the retailer is the producer also. Therefore, he does not need middlemen. And all those extra costs are reduced. Freedom with the pricing decisions. The retailer can make his own pricing decisions. He does not have to consult anybody. He does not have to get into a lot of negotiations with suppliers because he is the supplier, he is the manufacturer. Therefore, all this results in better margins for the retailer. Branding. A private brand ensures a strong brand identity for the retailer. It ultimately helps the retailer to generate and maintain a loyal customer base and increase transaction value of sales. Customer loyalty. Since private labels allow a retailer to offer more variety in a unique product that is branded at a lower price, it obviously will create a strong, loyal customer base. To recap, let's look at the benefits of private labels. Fast customization is possible because it is being produced by the retailer himself. Better margins due to reduced costs of procuring the product, reduced distribution costs, more variety, plugging in a gap in the market. Branding is possible, and it is a branding that helps the retailer create his own brand image also. And the private labels help in creating customer loyalty. Now let us look at the private label market in India. Globally, private labels contribute to 17% of retail sales with a growth of 5% per annum. This is huge. 17% of the market of retail is private labels. The trend of private labeling has caught up in India also. Many retailers have their own private labels. As a matter of fact, today many online retailers are launching their own private labels also. The share of private labels in India is about 7%, which is dominated by the food segment and the apparel segment. Many online retailers like Jabong, like Myntra, are launching their own online private labels. This pie chart shows the segment-wise breakup of companies having private labels. As you can see, this huge part or segment belongs to apparel. And the next largest is that of food and grocery. Let us look at private labels of the Future Group, which owns Big Bazaar. In apparel, their private labels are John Miller, Bear, DJNC, Indigo Nation and Rig. So within the apparel sector, Big Bazaar has so many private labels. In FMCG, they have Tasty Treat, Fresh and Pure, Premium Harvest. In general merchandise, their private label is called Dreamline. In the home care and toiletries section, they have CareMate and CleanMate as their two private labels. In consumer durables and electronics, Sacy and Corio, they are their brand labels. Future Brands is now launching into Future Brands, the group's wholly owned subsidiary, is launching sportswear, lingerie and beauty products. Let us look at the process of creating a private label. Firstly, define the objective. Then, define the gaps in the market that the private label has to plug. Decision on make, which means manufacture, or buy. So the retailer has to decide whether he has to manufacture it or he has to only buy it, and how to go about sourcing it. Determine the marketing and sales strategy for that private label. And lastly, determine the measure of performance that you are going to use. The first step is to define the objective of introducing a private label in the market. The objectives could be any of the objectives that we have been discussing till now. It could be to gain a competitive edge, it could be to improve margins, to improve profits and revenues, or to build a customer that is loyal to that private label or retailer. The next step is to define the gaps in the market. The retailer has to understand the customer, what is it that the customer wants, what are his demands, needs, what kind of products and at what price range the customer is looking for. The retailer has to do a need gap analysis to understand what are the gaps and how he can fill them. After that, then the retailer has to design a product that will be able to fill this gap and plan its retail mix accordingly. Step 3 is where the retailer has to make a decision on making the product or buying it and the sourcing procedures that he has to follow. Will the production be outsourced? Is he going to start his own factory to produce that product? Is he going to outsource production to a supplier? Is he outsourcing production to a national brand? That is also possible. The retailer can outsource his production to another national brand, just making sure that the design of the product is different. So the question is, who will design the product? Is it the producer or the retailer? A very important decision that the retailer needs to take. They also need to plan other terms of sourcing, price, the volumes to be sourced, the timelines to be sourcing. Step 4, the retailer determines the marketing and sales strategy. He plans the brand image, the retail image that he wants to project to the customer. He plans his positioning of the product and any promotions that need to be done. All these decisions have to be in accordance with the firm's objectives and strategies. They all have to talk the same language. They have to complement each other. The next step is to determine the measure of performance to monitor sales and quality of the product. These may obviously vary with the product type.